Okay, first of all, Terry, how's the injury at the moment?
Yeah, it's slow at the moment. I'm just waiting to get a bit of, back at training, doing weights and a lot of upper body stuff. Some single leg stuff at the moment, but just waiting to get back on that bike. And that's when the fun begins, a lot of bike work and fitness that way. So hopefully next week.
Must be frustrating to be sitting at the sidelines, watch your team in action with some big games coming up as well now.
Yeah, it's always frustrating, whether you do a niggle during the week and you miss 1 week, towards the season ending injury, what I've got now. It's always frustrating sitting on the sideline and it's just something that you never want to be in that situation, but you've got to do what's right by the body and work hard and try and get back and be there on the weekend to support the boys. And it's a massive game for us on the weekend. We've got the Cup semi-final, and it's a big game for the club and can kind of put some positives into our season.
You know, we mentioned seven big games with the Super 8s, but obviously that big semi-final 80 minutes away from Wembley. How are the team feeling going into that one?
Yeah, obviously we haven't performed too well over the last couple of weeks, but we've got only two injuries at the moment, myself and Mitch Allgood, but other than that, we've got a strong squad, and I think the week that they've had so far training, they're positive and upbeat, and I think the importance of the game for us. So definitely going to go out there and leave no stone unturned, as they say, and get out there and give it everything.
And potentially, with the way the structure is, World Club Series could be two games away from playing in NRL side next year.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a crazy part of the year, I think, for every club. And these championship teams are coming into middle Super 8s with a lot of confidence, and no tougher game first up than Lee away as well. So it's going to be a big couple of weeks for us as a club, and no matter what the result is on the weekend, we've just got to get back on that horse on Monday and put in 100% every training session for the weekends.
Yeah, the fixture computer could have been kinder, I guess, Lee away the first game, as you mentioned, but you're always going to have to play them away at some point in this series.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably it's just a great way to kick it off as well, I think. Congratulations to them for winning the championship, and it's no tougher game for us, and it's going to show us where we stand actually in this middle eights, and the boys are going to be getting to that.
I mean, obviously they've beaten a couple of Super League sides in the Challenge Cup already this season, so there's no underestimating Lee, so they're a very fine side.
100%, they almost knocked off Warrington, didn't they, too, in that quarter final in the Cup. So they've definitely challenged some of the best teams, in the Super League, and they're going to be one of the favourites to get up. So it's a tough game for us first up, but one that I'm sure the team will be looking forward to.
Now, yourself and Widnes are the favourites to remain in Super League, be in the top three when we get to the end of the Super 8s. Can you see a championship side perhaps joining you there next year?
I'm sure Bradford and Lee, they're the two favourites, aren't they? So, they've been the most consistent. Obviously, you've seen Bradford, they've gone out signing a few players over the last couple of weeks to try and strengthen their squad up. A few Super League players, some guys from NRL. So, anything's possible, isn't it, in this game? And, they get four home games as well, both them teams. So that's the number one goal, is to win all your home games, and obviously perform the best you can away. So it's going to be interesting, and something that it's a new concept for the Super League, and I think it's one that's going to be very exciting for the fans.
It's almost in a sense, and that's the Super 8. So obviously you'd want to be there, but there's going to be some very exciting games over the next few weeks.
Yeah, there is. There's going to be some nail biting stuff too. Don't worry about that. It's going to be. Especially that £1 million game, no one wants to be in that position, but it's going to be obviously something that everyone's tuned in to watch to see who comes up in the Super League next year.
But generally confident that next season when we kick off, all Kingston Roads will be in Super League again.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'll definitely love to be back in the Super League. I've enjoyed my year until injury, obviously, I'm sure the boys will do the job.